Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our program Parenting Skills. In this program, we talk about how can we better upbring our children, what is a better parenting, how can we control anger of our child, how can we help our child to learn better education, and those parents, how can they support and help the children? They are facing challenges of learning disabilities. We've got in our show Dr. Zeerak Attari, who gives us a professional advice. Actually, before starting this program, we had conducted a public survey and we got a very positive and very good response from you. Alhamdulillah, we have selected those responses in our programs and we talk about them one by one. And we seek advice, professional advice, from Dr. Zeerak Attari. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Awesome. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal, how are you resolved?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Awesome. The very first case I would like to discuss with you is that there is a boy and he is a teenager, 19 years of age. He is not suffering from any mental health or physical health illnesses. He is not taking any regular medication and there is no family history also of any illnesses. Doctor, they are writing that my child is finishing his final year at college, but he has made bad influence friends and he has started smoking vape pen cigarette. They are writing, the problem we have is every couple of weeks he becomes very sleepy and sometimes we cannot even understand his speech. When we tell him that what he is behaving like or what he was behaving at that moment, he does not believe us. Please, can you give us some advice? And as far as the answer to the question, what we asked was that what strategies they've already adopted, they've written, we got a blood test that came fine, always talking to him and trying to help him. So this is what they have written. Nasser, what do you say on to this particular case?
First of all, I make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal helps these parents and Allahumma this Ameen. Child as well. He's 19, so just finishing his college. Clearly, there are lots of social challenges, peer pressure, and obviously 19 is when they are setting their steps into adult life, the independence and so forth. Now, the first and foremost thing that is very important for all parents is the company that their child keeps. And sadly, what happens is that parents give minimum. I don't know what is the case with this particular family, but generally speaking, parents give minimum attention to the company that their child keeps.
Right.
Alhamdulillah, even from Islamic teaching point of view, parents are encouraged to keep a close eye on their children. Now, keeping a close eye on the children doesn't mean that you become a secret agent and you try, you start spying on your child. Now, the moment the child learns that you're trying to spy, or the way you interrogate and they investigate is like a police officer and so forth, and that damages the relationship of trust between the parents and the children. Now, what needs to happen is from early age onwards. So even from primary school age, when your child comes back home, you ask them, beta, who are your friends? What are their names? What do they do? You know, are they good? I mean, do they, you know, what sort of language do they use and so forth? I mean, yes, you're not going to select the, you know, their friends, but from an early age, you can start teaching the child that who is a good friend and who is a not so good friend. Let them make the decision. So if they repeatedly come and tell you that this, you know, is my friend and he keeps swearing and so forth, because if you listen, children will tell you. If you don't listen, then they will carry on doing whatever they are doing. So we can teach the children using their experiences that this is a good friend, stick with them. This is a bad friend, don't spend too much time with them.
Oh.
And slowly keep monitoring them, keep asking them. And if you adopt this long-term strategy, which has to be done with sensitivity, where you give the child their right to make the decision, but you are guiding them. There is a difference between guiding a child and making a decision for the child.
Okay.
If you guide the child, ultimately he will end up making the same decision that you want him to. But if you make that decision for him right now, and again it will affect your relationship, and the child will think that my parents don't trust me. So it will have a damaging consequence. So sometimes you just have to wait and watch.
Okay.
Don't expect immediate results. And by adopting this long-term approach will mean that, inshallah, Zawajal, your children will tend to keep good company. Plus, the other thing is that we have to make the mindset of the children to also adopt the good company.
Right.
Adopt the good environment. Lots of things are in our control. For example, the area that we live in, our family, friends, and so forth, those families we know are, they are respectable, they are good Muslims, they are practicing Muslims, and, they hold on to the moral values and the cultural values and the Islamic teachings, then we can begin to allow more interaction of their children with our children. Now, we are all talking about all of these things being within the boundaries of teachings of Islam.
That's mashallah, very beautifully you've explained. The solution you are giving right now is that from the very right starting point, we need to start teaching them these points. But as far as the problem now they are facing, this particular case, 19 years old child, he has now developed this habit. What is the help for them?
So in this particular case, obviously, I'm not saying that the parents haven't done this.
Yes.
But what I'm telling other parents is that these are the sort of strategies that they need to be adopting. This is the part of the solution.
Yes.
And that tends to work better. Once the things have turned sour, the problem has come.
The tree has grown properly.
And now it becomes quite difficult.
Yeah.
Where initially you had to be patient 1 month or 2 months, now it is much more difficult to be patient. Because you know that they are now very close to sort of ending up adopting this bad company. Now, in this particular case, smoking,
yeah.
And it looks to me that smoking has led to drugs as well.
Oh.
So all this problem with this being sleepy and the speech problem, not being able to understand, and then the parents are saying that you display this behavior and he doesn't accept it.
Yeah.
Drugs make you experience memory difficulty.
Sure.
You may not remember
what
that
you were doing,
where were you, what were you doing, because drugs actually affect your brain. They affect the chemicals within the brain. And very commonly, they give you sensations and feelings which later on you cannot remember.
Sure.
So it is possible that this teenager has started experimenting with drugs as well. And smoking was the first one. That should have been a sign and a signal and a warning. Alarm bells were ringing for the parents. And clearly, I'm not going to say take drastic actions or so forth. This is a very difficult situation. The only way you can actually have any success with this sort of child, the parents adopting a very sort of understanding approach, a very non-judgmental approach, a very sort of approach where they believe that their child is in need of help. And they are the best ones to provide that help. And they have to develop that confidence and the trust, and don't be angry with this child.
Okay.
And obviously, again, like previously, we discussed the case where the teenager was already involved with drugs and the sort of gang culture.
Yeah.
So this teenager is again at risk of going into that phase. So parents need professional help. They need to actually speak to their, doctor. Now, in previous teenager that we're discussing was 16.
Yeah.
Now, he's 19. Now, he's adult. So, from a legal perspective, no one can force him to go and speak to the GP because he's an adult. And even the doctors aren't going to sort of like, from a legal perspective, the doctors don't have much powers when the parents come to them and say that my child is suffering from this and this. So the parents need to actually really adopt an approach which is sensitive, non-judgmental, and help their child to recover from this problem. And again, I mean, it's trying to disrupt the bad network that they have and replace it with a good network.
Mashallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, two important points what we learned from this particular case. As Dr. said, that from the start, we need to do the tarbiyat. We need to upbring our children in a way that, alhamdulillah, the very early age is very important, so that from the very start we help our children, so later on we don't face the problems what we face at a later stage. Remember a very beautiful account that there was a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala who taught 3 years old nephew that you need to say these three words every day. Right? For a number of times he taught, you have to repeat them. What were the words? Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. And Allah is my witness. Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. And Allah is my witness. These were the three words he taught to the nephew. He said, you have to say this for maybe a number of times, 7 times. Then he said, later on, increase it for 10 times, 11 times. And this is what he was trying to make his mindset. Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, our pious predecessors, they used to train their children. They used to instill these beautiful teachings in the minds of our children. Remember, if a child is going to end up going in any sort of bad company, bad behavior, so that if a person knows already that Allah is with me, Allah is watching me, and Allah is my witness, hopefully, definitely, this understanding will help to avoid any bad company or any sin he would commit, because he would know that my father, my parents, my relatives, maybe they're not watching me, but my Allah is watching me. It may be a helpful tip that we could teach our children from very young age. And another important point also said, the right company is important. Alhamdulillah, atmosphere of Dawat Islami is with you. Try to come yourself, attach yourself, come to the Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami, watch Madani Channel, and bring your child to this right atmosphere. Inshallah, hopefully, the right atmosphere will, inshallah, help a lot. Also, another case we've got is that a boy is of 5 years old, and he has got a physical health illness, that is a speech problem. He is not suffering from any mental health. There's no regular medication, no family history. So the problem they're facing, the child cannot say many words clearly. And he hesitates to talk with teacher, very fussy in eating, no energy when suffering from fever. So the strategies they say we have adopted is encouraging child. So this is a problem. And I think there are quite a few problems which are very common in every home, especially when it comes to fussy child not eating. And the mums, they really, really get annoyed when the kids are not eating. What do you say on this topic?
Okay, well, I mean, clearly it is mentioned fussy in terms of eating, and that's a separate behavior issue. But what is more important in this one is obviously speech. The speech difficulty.
Yeah.
From very limited information that I have, clearly it says that he can't say many words and hesitates to talk with the teacher.
Yeah.
It is not clear whether in other situations, whether at home, when he's with family members, or in other situation, does he actually talk?
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm asking or raising this is that there's a condition called selective mutism.
Oh.
Now, that's a speech disorder.
Yeah.
What happens in selective mutism is that the child who does speak in other situations which are not sort of like stress provoking, but when he is faced with a situation where he's nervous, where he's anxious, then he may completely freeze to speak. This is what we call a selective mutism. And this is related to, obviously, the perceived anxiety or stress that they will feel that this particular situation is going to create for them. So a child who may be talking okay in the family environment, but if he goes to school in front of a teacher, he becomes anxious and he freezes and he cannot speak.
Yeah.
It's not that they choose not to speak. Yeah. He cannot speak. And if they begin to think of another situation which will lead to anxiety, then they will try to avoid entering into that situation.
Yes.
That's one issue which is called selective mutism.
Okay.
And this tends to start from the age of 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And he is 5 years age as well. That's one possibility.
Okay.
That is something obviously they need to discuss with the GP. The other is obviously, I'm sure, I mean, if it is the case, then he will be getting the appropriate help, is that sometimes, you know, there, if he has a hearing impairment, that he cannot hear properly, then obviously his speech will be limited as well. But in this country, especially, the hearing of the children is tested, and if they have any problems, then it is tried to, you know, they try to resolve it with the hearing aids. And, you know, if sometimes children, they tend to have what we call as a glue ear, which is an infection in the ear, which leads to fluid collection behind the eardrum. So they cannot listen properly. So when they can't listen properly, and if it's been an issue from the young age, then clearly it can affect their learning.
Yes.
So because they're not listening too much, they're not going to be speaking too much.
Sure.
And this is something that needs investigation. And I'm sure, you know, if he's 5 years of age, he's going to the school, then clearly the teachers and the medical professionals will be keeping close eye on it.
Yeah.
We make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, helps this child. If it is a selective mutism, which is the result of the anticipated anxiety that the child perceives from a particular situation, then parents can help the child how to, you know, relax, how to obviously, you know, reduce those anxiety and help the child. And this can only happen again with the professional help, that the parents trying to understand,
right,
trying to educate themselves. If their doctor suggests any particular course for them to attend, they attend that course. And that's the way they can help this child.
MashaAllah, very good. But as far as the mental health illness is not present anyway in this case, isn't it? So it's just a physical health problem. So the general physicians, maybe they'll be more helpful.
They basically need to go to the GP.
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 Okay. MashaAllah, JazakAllah. Now, so there's another case. It's a bit complicated case, but the good thing is the parents, they have given us very detailed information. So rather than me reading everything for you and then you comment, I think it will be a good idea that you read through and you give us the professional advice onto that.
Okay, thank you very much. This is a boy who is 4 years of age.
Yeah.
There's no physical health problems or mental health problems. He's not taking any regular medication, but there is family history.
Right.
To me, it looks like the mother has written this problem. And the mother says that my husband, although he's not been diagnosed with any mental health problem, but looks like he's experienced abuse through his childhood. And in addition to that, there was abusive environment in the home, where there was domestic violence between the parents.
Yes.
For the father of the child, he struggles with his anger, and he also feels that he's not responsible enough as a husband or as a parent. And although the father of the child, he admits that he doesn't feel mentally stable to be a parent at times.
Right.
Now, that's the father's problem. What's the issue with the child? So the mother says that there were three children, and this 4-year-old is the eldest of the three.
Very
the
nice.
Other two children are 3 and 1. So this 4-year-old, he gets jealous if he is an always center of attention.
Sometimes, yeah, quite
yeah, he finds it difficult to just get on and play. Mostly he needs someone to play with him or do things his way.
Yeah.
So the mother says that from what she has read, that this is what the most children do. But the additional problem that she is mentioning is that this child gets problem with tiredness. That he may have slept really well during the night, but when he comes back from school 3 or 4 o'clock, or even before he used to go to nursery,
he gets tired.
He would get tired and would need actually sleep. But when he is deprived of sleep, now that he's going to school, there isn't enough time. So when he's deprived of sleep, then he struggles with being told what to do and will react every time with, I'm not listening to you, no matter how nicely you tell me. So I hope that the viewers of Madni channel will be able to make sense of this.
Yeah.
So two issues. One is obviously with the father.
Family history.
Clearly, the father himself has experienced a significant amount of emotional trauma,
yeah,
if I could say. So my first advice to the father will be, he actually seeks help from the mental professionals.
Right.
So he needs to go to see his GP.
Okay.
Why am I saying this? Clearly, it appears from what the father says that he doesn't feel that he's responsible enough as a husband, and he doesn't feel that he's good enough as a parent, and he struggles with his emotions. So whatever abuse that he's experienced in the past, it is affecting him in the present.
Sure.
Now, if he is being affected and his mental state is not the best all the time, this is clearly going to affect the his wife and the child, and it is possible that the child may also be learning this behavior of, you know, problematic emotions.
True.
And what I can say, yes, it is very difficult when an adult, they still have memories from their past and it is still affecting them.
It's very difficult.
It is a very difficult step to actually take to go and seek mental health advice, because most likely they will need some complex psychological therapies, which to an extent involves discussing their past as well. So many times these sort of patients, they refuse to seek help. Why? Because they think that it will be too painful to discuss their past. But unfortunately, for the rest of their life, if they want to actually get better, they need to take this bitter step.
Hmm.
So like they say in English, no pain, no gain.
True.
Now, this bitterness or this painful experience will be very short-lived. But ultimately, the gain of this is much bigger.
Much bigger.
So my advice in this particular case, first of all, is for the father to speak to the GP and ask the GP to refer him to mental health services, especially to the psychological therapies.
Okay.
Now, I think that may resolve once the father receives the help and the relationship, and he is beginning to obviously play a positive role, then that may resolve the issue and may impact, in a good way on this child, because this child is only 4 years of age. And again, we previously discussed sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
So part of sibling rivalry is being jealous.
Yeah.
If this child is copying some of the difficult emotions from his father, and now clearly what the mother says is that when the other two children have come, and now he's no longer the center of attention.
Yeah.
So he is wanting that. He's trying to, assert his authority that I need to be the center of the attention.
Yes.
And I guess it is difficult for the mother to handle all of these. Although she may be doing a good job at the moment, but if it carries on like this, then clearly it will become a slightly bigger problem. So advice in all is for the father to try and seek help, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for him.
What advice would you give to the mother? How can she tackle the situation if she's in this situation?
So the advice to the mother in this case is, first of all, she needs to play a supportive role to her own husband.
Very good.
The information that she's given us is clearly quite extensive.
Yeah.
And definitely it may need sort of discussing with all the other relevant authorities as well. Because sometimes injustice has been done in the past, and until the perpetrator of that injustice is held accountable, so some of those wounds will not heal.
True.
And that is another thing that may need to happen in addition to. But she needs to play a supportive role from the children point of view, try to sort of like set some boundaries and rules for the child,
right.
To encourage sort of taking in things in turn and trying to treat others with respect as well, and not ignoring him, but also sort of giving him attention specifically at some times as well, so that he doesn't feel left out.
Wonderful, mashallah, beautifully explained, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel. That's all for today, inshallah. We'll come back with another beautiful and unique episode with few more responses from the survey we conducted and you sent us the information. Inshallah, keep watching Madani Channel. We'll come back with another episode. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Teach your children three things: love for your Prophet, love for his family, love for Quran recital. Teach your children three things: love for your